quarterback. I mean, did you put both quarterbacks week one?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously when you have a competition, you're gonna look and take the rep of the ones and put both guys in there. So, you know, that's what we're planning to do this week. See where it goes from there. No, I'm gonna watch during the week, you know, and not put myself into a situation where, you know, you kind of get backed up, and you know, at the end of the day, you got to change it. I think that's the worst thing you can do, you know. So you just go out there and, you know, say, hey, this is what we're gonna do during the week, you know, and you know, we're gonna see how this thing goes. I mean, 55, 40, you know, depending on how many reps we have, you know, if we have an odd number, no. If we have an even number, yes. No, I'm being honest, because some of the things we have odd numbers, so we went through all that last night.
I know you said before that you're really honed in on plays as they're happening, so that you're in the preseason game, but is the tape any different from what you saw with both quarterbacks?
No, I feel the same way. I think, you know, I think you guys will learn, you know, when you're with me. If something happens on the other side, and you know, like out of bounds or something, I can't see. I'll say, listen, I didn't see that. But usually, I'll watch it on the iPad, you know, on the sidelines. But I pretty much can go through every play, because every play, and I know what should be done on every play.
An outside cornerback under consideration now at
ours. I probably can't answer that question, because my focus is on the guys that we have here. So I haven't been in any conversations about that.
Do you think about it, like, who's going to take the first snap? Like, that would mean anything out there in practice? Because people would be noticing guys, your teammates or whatnot?
No, I don't worry, because I think, you know, we got other things going on the team too. You know, like, same situation. So I think, and I really don't think that has to be explained. I think everyone understands the situation.
Did you say anything to the team about the quarterback situation since you talked to those two guys?
No, I just talked to the two quarterbacks. You know, I talked to the two quarterbacks, so I don't think you really have to say much.
One quarterback that you're working against, and how do you feel about having to make this decision with 3 weeks going into the regular season?
I think it's, you know, you have to. You know, you have to be able to make a decision, and you don't want to get yourself into a point where you make too quick of a decision. So at the end of the day, I think you just have to evaluate it and make a decision what's best for the team moving forward. I think it's, like I said before, it's very simple. I'm just, you know, looking to see who can lead from that position.
The struggles with Blake and all that stuff. Hindsight, looking back, do you guys wish you might have brought some competition, other competition in earlier?
No, I kind of never look back to do, you know, I'm just not wired that way, you know. So, you know, I've been a head coach before, and, you know, I've realized that, you know, if your focus gets outside the players that are on your roster, that gets – me personally, I can't speak for any other coach, but for me personally, that can get someone like myself in trouble, you know, because then I might start missing some things, you know, because my mind is not within the team. So I try to keep my focus on what my responsibility is the players that are here, getting them ready to go. So I really don't look at the outside stuff at all until – the only time I ever look at really the outside stuff is after the season's over and free agency. You know, that's the time I'll start looking at the other teams of the, you know, the unrestricted free agents that are, you know, RFAs.
Is there any scenario that you guys have talked about if Blake would be here week one on this team?
I haven't had any discussions about that at all.
Doug, what elements of Blake's game are a strength right now? Is there anything you can sort of hang his hat on that he's doing well?
Yeah, I mean, there are certain things. I mean, we haven't turned the ball over. I mean, that's the one major thing, you know, that we've talked about all the time. You know, obviously – you know, he moves well and can escape, and you know, there are a lot of things, you know, that he can do, and we just need it to be consistent as whoever's playing that position. So, you know, that's been a constant thing with all of our players. Every day we're telling them exactly what we like, what we need to improve on, and what's going to make us a better football team. So, you know, whether it's the quarterback to, you know, an offensive lineman, a defensive lineman, a safety, you know, every player is taught that and talked the same way too.
He admittedly didn't play very well. He felt pressure last year with Gus midway through the season. Just making this kind of decision, does that, do you feel like there could be a negative influence on him, or are you opening?
Again, you have to ask him. I kind of, you know, the one thing that I've talked to the team about before, I understand about when you play, you have anxiety. you know, which means that, hey, you're excited to go out there and play and show people what you can do and earn a spot on the team. Pressure to me is going out there and really not sure what you're doing. I think that's pressure. So I kind of describe it a little bit different. So hopefully that, you know, you take the sense of the players that I've had in the past that have done well and said, look, I'm ready to go. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to show you what I have. I'm going to go out there and earn this thing, and I'm going to go. And that's what we're looking for out of all the players.
Do you feel like you're at a point with any other position where you have to open up another competition or reevaluate your competition?
No, I feel comfortable about the linebacker position, you know, in base. You know, we're going to keep, you know, Puz inside, and Miles going to play to Sam. I've already talked to both of those players about that. So they're very comfortable with it. They know that that's the best way, you know, from production for us. You know, obviously, you know, we're looking at, you know, rolling some people through there at guard, at the left guard position. You know, that's what's happening there. You know, and you know, Laurenti McCray, we're putting at Sam, you know, putting him at the Sam backer. He'll still be, you know, rush for us on down. So, I mean, there's a lot of other stuff going on, you know, that, you know, I don't come here and just generally just throw it out there. But, you know, that's the stuff that's going on. So, you know, like I said, it's just not one thing, even though I understand the main focus is on it. You know, but for me, it's really the whole body of work, you know, to make sure we get this team in the best position to go out there and play a whole lot better, you know, than obviously we played the other night.
Myers will be your only kicker Thursday night?
This Thursday night? I don't know if, you know, obviously we had two kickers in today. So I'm hoping that, you know, Jason, you know, I told him, I can only tell you what I told him. I just say, hey, listen, you know, we had two kickers in here today. So obviously, you know, that we're looking, but obviously, you know, you've done some really good things technically and stuff, and now you need to get it done on the field. So I think he's well aware of the situation that he's in. He has to go out there and perform well, earn the trust of the coaches as well as his teammates.
Is there any concern there about having a new long snapper and building that tithing?
My concern with the long snapper is the short snap. You know what I'm saying? I mean, so, you know, that's the one thing. So I talked to Matt about it today. He's short, you know, he's short on that snap. We talked about it. We got him extra work today. But I tend not to look at that stuff too much because, to me, if it's true, I can see it, meaning I can time it. I know what's going on. I see the rotation of the ball because I don't want people to be able to make excuses. I mean, I guess that's as simple as it is.
So clarification, be short snap, be extra point. Is that
it? Okay. They answered it on me. I'm trying to think. Was it?
Right.
Yeah, he short snapped the extra point. Missed the field goal. And short snapped the extra point. It was low, and it was actually a really good hold, you know, as a poor snap as it was.
You talked about getting guys, some reps with the ones, obviously you did that with Cole. You think you need to do that with Didi? He had a pretty good performance there.
He had a real good performance, but, you know, he sat out today with a lower body. I don't know if I want to call it an injury yet. You know, but he sat out today with some soreness. That's probably a better way to say it. So I hope he is. He better be. I mean, you know, he wasn't at treatment yesterday. So
pretty set on Cam at left tackle. Do you want to play that out another week?
I want to play it out. You know, Wells, he's been, you know, sore a little bit, you know, so we've been kind of, you know, watching him in practice. But again, at the same time, you know, Cam's gotten a rep, but I want to see better from him. You know, I want to see him, you know, I know he's young and I know all that stuff, but I want to see this development speed up. And that's why we've been trying to get him extra reps, and we did that in the first two games.
Is it the same situation with Patrick Lamarre?
Patrick, I can see come up and just take it. You know, I think he struggled, you know, the last game, and that's where we're looking at a couple of things. But, you know, for me as a coach, I tell them, I say, hey, the players know, you know, hey, listen, you struggled last game. Hey, listen, hey, I want you to do well. We're going to see if this other guy can do well. I tell the other guy, too, hey, I want you to. I want the best of whoever it is. So, for me, that's what's best for the team. I think it's very simple like that. I think when you go the other way and you try to manipulate or motivate in another direction, I think you're going to have problems down the road. Same with the media. You know, if I sit here and, you know, try to manipulate or try to get a message out, I'm not about that.
You
bathrooms coming.
They've been asked.
I'm just telling you right now.
Asked this before.
Sure.
You don't have any concerns about this quarterback competition becoming a distraction in the way that everything that being asked to you is in relation to to this quarterback
battle? I don't, maybe because I've gone through them before. I think we're going to see how it goes. I mean, he's out there practicing. Colvin's out there practicing now. I like the way they look today, but again, you know, is it a good enough look to be able to go out there and play? We'll evaluate that during the week. Jalen has some work today, yes, and Colvin did some individual work. Yep.
I'm going to regret this, I know. But
I got to tell you this. It's like, you know, so
we always say, If you have to ask for permission, you already know the answer. So it's the same thing, right? When you say, I know I'm going to regret this, I'm going to tell you right now, yes.
It's the history.
Now, and you put me in a tough situation because once you say that, then it's almost like a challenge to me to make sure that you do regret it.
I don't want
to
be the guy.
And then, or the other way, if I can look at it, is that if you say something, then I got to make it like really nice so that you don't feel regret.
All right, listen. So I'm going to say some coaches don't care about winning in the preseason. It's certainly not the goal. It's not a meaningless game to some degree.
Well,
you guys obviously want to win.
I'm just saying, do they keep score?
They do keep score.
That's it.
If it didn't matter, then let's go out there and let's not keep scoring. Let's go play.
How do you get guys who have been in the league for 3, 4, 5, or whatever, how many years, who think that it's not a big deal, preseason games, how do you convince them that it's a big deal?
When they don't play well and they get released? No, I mean, I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what happens. I think that, you know, I said this a while ago, that you don't want to fall into a trap, you know, of being able to put out the best football team you can. And when I talk about that trap, the trap comes, you know, season's over, you go into you know, phase one, OTAs, mandatory minicamp, and you don't have any pads on. And all of a sudden, you know, people start looking good and, you know, you get excited about some people and you start doing some changes, but you haven't really played football yet. You know, then you start to play football and, you know, you want to get a look at the younger guys, but you got to make sure that the veterans are on pace to, you know, you always want more production, but you want to be on pace for them to give you more production. So you have to be able to see that, because if you go back and you say to yourself, well, listen, this is what he did last year. Well, I know he can do this. Well, that was last year, you know. And for us, it's not a great indicator of anything, because we really didn't do anything. You know, we didn't win enough games. So I tried to, whether it's a good team or a bad team, my philosophy has always been, you know, hey, listen, let's go ahead and earn it. Let's make sure everyone is where they're at, and let's make sure we practice. And that's why I probably, you know, I play those guys, and we've had the two practices to see where they are.
This is out of left field. Are you guys doing anything with the eclipse on Monday? Are you guys scheduling practice
some teams are.
I have no clue that there isn't. When is the eclipse?
First eclipse since like 1918. Solar eclipse. So
party on your rock.
So don't look at the sun.
Well, let me ask you a question. When's the next one?
Probably another 100 years.
Really?
Do you like this one totally?
Well, maybe now I know why people are doing it.
I want to hear the right field question.
Oh. What time is it?
It's 1:30 to 4.
Maybe we'll film it. Well, you know, had a couple of alignment issues, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that was obviously, you know, you saw that during the game, and I think that, you know, he has a lot on his plate, and we're just trying to clean it up for him. So, you know, it's not untypical, you know what I'm saying, for someone to come in and just be, you know, up and down. But, again, we're trying to create that consistency for them and really get them, you know, locked in.